The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Life and how to live it. Begin to ask the right questions to get the right answers. In these challenging times, people and families find themselves in crisis. Built up anger, bitterness, and pain are ripping families apart. The hidden roots of these can be healed. Heart Menders help you to be healed and be whole. Join Carol Gordon this morning on Heart Menders in the heart of the city, in the heart of the state, in the heart of the nation, bringing wholeness to broken people. Good morning. This is News Radio 1000 KTOK and Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, Carol Gordon, and my guests today are Ward and Marcy Coe of the Western Bridge here in Oklahoma City. They were my guests last week. We didn't get through talking about the Lakeland Healing Revival, so I've had them back this week, and we're going to continue sharing wonderful things. If you have not heard about the revival that's going on in Lakeland, Florida, and spreading around the world, then you've missed something. So they have been down to Lakeland are going back again. And so they're sharing with us some of the things that are happening there. And we are just so grateful that they could be with us. Marcy, what would you like to bring to our guests today?
Well, I would just like to encourage everybody to really try to get on one of these websites and watch the revival. You almost need to be watching it at least 6-7 times before it really begins to really stir you. I mean, you watch it and you go, oh my goodness, this is a sovereign move of God with power. There's been a loss of power in the Western culture, which is America. And we're so quick to run to the doctor for everything. And when you watch this revival, you go, goodness, I could just pray and ask God to heal me, because the power to heal has always been in the ministry of Jesus. And so this revival is encouraging believers and non-believers that if we embrace this revival, embrace the ministry of Jesus, that God will come alongside of us and begin empowering us to do the same things Jesus did.
That's wonderful. We're going to give you, again, at the end of the program, but I'll give it to you now, but be sure and have your paper and pencil ready to write down these websites where you can watch it live, www.freshfire.ca, that's Todd Bentley's website, www.godtv has it archived. You can watch all the programs back a ways, and then you can look Google Florida Outpouring, and there are several other places that you can watch this live as it's being broadcast every day. So I've been watching, and of course, Ward and Marcy came a couple weeks ago to my church and shared with us. They're not trying to keep this just at their church. They're trying to spread it all over the city. And there was a great impartation. My granddaughter had a healing. There were words of knowledge is one of the ways that healing comes. There's a laying out of hands and praying for people. Ward, you said that there were three things that you felt were very important in what's happening.
Well, Carol, I think that if you watch any of this revival, you'll see the incredible power of God touching people.
Yes.
We're seeing dozens of people get out of wheelchairs. We mentioned earlier that there have been 9 documented reports of people being raised from the dead and that had some connection to the revival. What we see, what we came away with in looking at that revival were probably at least three things that were really critical. You know, why can't we have revival here in Oklahoma City? Well, we're saying we can. But these three things are probably the foundation to our revival. And the first is just a desperation, a hunger, an unquenchable thirst to be in the presence of God, to seek Him out, to spend time with Him. And it's this doesn't have to be a labor. It's just simply, it's just enjoying his presence, letting him minister to you, letting him reassure you, letting him strengthen you, encourage you.
Yeah.
And you just fall in love with Jesus when you have time with him. And so as that desperation creates, it creates an attraction that draws the nature, the goodness, the glory of God to us. And once that hits, then you are a carrier of his glory. You can touch other people with it just in your attitude, just the way you walk, and people will be drawn to you. Just like Paul's shadow healed people. Well, that was the glory of God. That was the weight of God in Paul that literally reached outside, that reached outside for him, that reached outside of him to touch other people. So the first thing would be that hunger and desperation. The second thing really is that an attitude of not being ashamed of what the gospel of the kingdom mm-hmm. of God is. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 that the gospel is not in word alone, but in power. And so the kingdom of God is the demonstration of God's power, not only to save us, but if God can save us, most certainly he would heal us and also deliver us from torments or addictions, things of that nature. And so there's the story in Luke chapter 7 where John the Baptist's disciples came to Jesus at the request of John the Baptist, find out if this guy really is the Messiah. And what Jesus said was, go back and tell John this. He said, the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the lepers are cleansed, and the dead are raised. And blessed is he who is not offended by these things.
Amen.
There are many opportunities for us to compromise that message. Sometimes it's a violent boldness that has to be expressed for that kingdom to manifest itself. And there are many people that will be offended by that. And if you're watching the revival, you may see some of those opportunities to be offended.
It doesn't fit your box. You don't think it could be right.
Right. But as we pursue that without any hesitation, without any regard for what's this going to look like to other people? Am I going to be rejected because I do this? I'm afraid of what people will think. When we lay aside those concerns and just absolutely seek and address the kingdom of God without compromise, then God's going to begin working through you. And that's the third point, is let him work through you. Give this away. Let it touch. We're so excited, Carol. You know, every place we go, we can't not talk about this.
I noticed that.
Yeah, I mean, and there are just so many opportunities when you're just at the grocery store, at Walmart. you just have an opportunity. There's so many people in this world that need the gospel.
Amen. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heartmenders with Carol Gordon. I'm your host, and my guests today are Ward and Marcy Cove of the Western Bridge, who have been to the Lakeland Healing Revival and are sharing insights and testimony and reports that come from there and what is happening around the world because of its availability over the Internet. It's not just local.
It's a media Lakeland revival.
God is using the media.
That's right. It is.
Oh, praise the Lord.
You know, God TV, I want to give them a plug because they have been very generous. You know, they've had to set aside all their already paid programming and commitments to broadcast this revival live.
Four hours.
And did you know, Carol, God TV goes into 214 nations around the world.
I had heard that.
To over 140 million homes. And so there it is. Mm-hmm. It's right there.
Todd Bentley shared that an entire movie set, he said he couldn't say who the movie stars were or what movie it was on location, but they all got on their knees and received Jesus just from watching the revival.
That's amazing.
That's something.
This is there are large or many demonstrations of healings here, but there are also a lot. I mean, there are some powerful meetings mm-hmm. where hundreds and hundreds of people mm-hmm. are coming to Christ in these meetings.
Todd said that Hulk Hogan called him and uh-huh. wanted to get prayer.
Oh,
isn't that sweet?
Yes.
He said, Hulk, come on. Come to the revival.
That is wonderful. Well, you know, the Lord created all of us, not just those who name his name so far.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
he's
right.
drawing all of us to yes. him. There's a hunger in every person,
yes,
built-in hunger for God. Mm-hmm. But they have misread it, a lot of people, and they're hungry for other things.
Mm-hmm.
And they think this thing or that thing is going to fill that place, but nothing will fill it but the presence yes. of the Lord.
And to add to that, Carol, you're so right. This revival is not even just for the youth. You know, for years we hear, oh, the youth are going to have a revival. This revival is for the young and the old, the rich and the poor, and all in between. It's for all of those that are hungry. One of the things we've seen, too, is that God really seems to be touching the children. And releasing new revivalists in children. And that has been such a joy. A little boy with cerebral palsy had a dream that he would one day run around a baseball field. Well, one night they were at the Tiger Spring Camp baseball field in Lakeland. I think they had 3 nights there with the revival. And Todd had felt like God was telling him to tell the wheelchair people to get up out of their wheelchairs, even if they didn't feel anything. All of a sudden, the crowd started cheering like a touchdown had just happened or a home run. And we look over, and this little boy, 10 years old, was out of his wheelchair, and his knees were raising up very high, and his mother was behind him, and he was walking. And he wasn't walking very sturdy, but he came back the next night, and he was walking even better. His legs had been strengthened by the Lord, and he said, "This is my dream. This is my dream." That one day, and he did, he walked around the entire baseball field. And
praise
so what a precious, precious thing God is doing in the earth for this time.
Oh,
to encourage
yes.
us all.
Oh, yes. That is just so wonderful. You have people that you love, and you want them healed as much as you want yourself healed. And it's so exciting to see that happening. We're going to a break now. I'm Carol Gordon with Marcy and Ward Coe. You're listening to Heartmenders on News Radio 1000 KTOK. News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Heartmenders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and I'm talking with Ward and Marcy Coe about the Lakeland Revival. Ward, tell us the thing that is outstanding to you at the moment about this.
Well, I think the greatest thing, Carol, is revival's here. It has landed, and it's not going anywhere.
Amen.
It's right here, and it's here for those that are hungry and desperate, reaching out for it and willing to share it. You know, one of the things that some very creative people at the revival in Florida did was they brought a bag of charcoal briquettes, you know, the little charcoals. They brought that for Todd to pray over. Because this revival really is like, a charcoal ember that is on fire, and you take it and put it next to something else, it'll catch that on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this is transferable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have heard, and the American church, frankly, has been bashed and criticized for many years because the only place people would see miracles and signs and wonders were in third world countries, but no longer.
Praise the Lord.
It's here. Amen. It's here right now. It's here Amen. Right now.
Amen. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's all we just want to share everything that we've received. Mm-hmm. We want to encourage people that yes, God is moving. Yes, He is pouring out His Spirit right now on all people, not just Christians. Mm-hmm. He's pouring it out on non-Christians. That's mm-hmm. why non-Christians are so interested in the supernatural. And we yeah. have the opportunity, if we will press in through hunger and desperation to God, to reveal His nature and His glory to others. We can reveal the supernatural through the healings,
Amen.
Through the signs and wonders.
Amen.
And that, you know what, that creates things where kids can be excited about coming to
yes.
church.
Well, yes.
One thing, you don't have to go to Africa now to see miracles. A lot of missionaries would, you know, report that. Ward and I went to Africa a couple of years ago. We were in crusades, and we would literally just pray for somebody who was deaf, and within a minute, their ears popped open. And we were like, did that really happen? Because we just don't see that here. But that's what's happening in this revival at Lakeland, not only in Lakeland, but people are coming back home with this anointing, who is Jesus Himself. The ministry of Jesus is right here at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand.
Amen.
Reach up and grab it.
Amen. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon. And my guests today are Ward and Marcy Cove of the Western Bridge, and we're talking about the Lakeland Healing Revival. So back to you, Marcy. What did you want to share here in this last segment?
I just want to share that God is moving in America. He is moving. And if you want to see the move of Jesus and His ministry in your church or even for yourself, then it's time to get trained. It's time to prepare, to learn, to have confidence in praying for other people in the streets, in the marketplaces, and to get outside the walls of the church and go pray for people. Tell them about Jesus and pray for whatever is ailing them, and just let God show up and do the work.
Amen.
This is what's exciting.
Amen. And oh, there are people all over that are desperate, and they
yes.
may not know that they're desperate for God, but that's who they're desperate for. But there's a desperation in the people. They're doing all kinds of almost crazy things to mm-hmm. try to make their life meaningful,
mm-hmm.
wondering why they're here.
Yes.
But what they're hungry for is God.
Yes.
And He is making Himself available so big time.
He is.
Through this. And He wants to heal people. He's desiring to be part of your life, to be the center of your
mm-hmm.
life. And sometimes that's a scary thought, that you don't want to have to give up all your peripheral stuff. But it's pretty peripheral. It's not why you're here. You're here for a purpose, and it's His purpose. And He treasures you. He's got everyone has a specific assignment, and it's exciting.
Yes.
It's the most exciting kind of life there
mm-hmm.
is, to know that you have this wonderful purpose that's bigger than you. Everybody really wants to hook up to something bigger than their own thing. That's
mm-hmm.
why people go to work for big corporations and
yeah.
they do this. They want this big project
mm-hmm.
or something. But what we're really hungry for is the reality
mm-hmm.
of God.
And
yeah.
it's time to hook up with this move.
Amen.
God is moving, so hook up with Him.
Amen. 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 And Ward and Marcy are eager and willing to share this with any one in Oklahoma City, any church body. They will come to your church. You can go to their meetings at the Western Bridge, and you can contact them. They're open to talk to you. Do you want to give a phone number? Are you willing to do that, or an email?
Sure. Again, our website is www.thewesternbridge.com. And a phone number that you could call is area code 405-463-5545. And we are having revival meetings every weekend, various times and various places.
Yeah. You're moving around a good bit.
But we,
as well as having things at your own site.
Right. And so we're just excited. We have since we've been back, we've been seeing a great increase in healings. We've had healings. We've had great displays of God's power, but it's increased. And so we are having wonderful testimonies that we document because you know what, Carol? When we take care of testimonies, we're showing God that we're being responsible and we're wanting to honor Him. And so He's giving us more.
Right.
And so these testimonies give glory to God.
Amen.
And so we're really excited about it.
When we share our testimonies at HeartMenders, we call them glory stories.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We stop and give Him glory over each one of them.
Yeah.
Because that is just as much a worship to Him.
Yes.
As any other thing we might do.
And you know, it was so fun at the revival when there would people would give a testimony of a healing there. Just the other night, there was a gentleman that came up on the platform. He had a medical report of being healed of terminal cancer through the revival.
Praise the Lord.
And see, we all can, those testimonies, we can say, hey, if that can happen for him, that can happen for me.
Amen. Amen. That is so wonderful. And these are available for people to see them and hear about them.
Yes.
on the internet and on TV, on God TV, www.godtv, god.tv. Those are archived, all of them. You can go back and watch those on the internet. Todd Bentley, the young man that's leading this, is his website is broadcasting them live, www.freshfire.ca. And also you can just Google Florida Outpouring, and there are other websites that are carrying it live. And so there's no reason for anyone to miss out on it. You don't have to even go to Florida.
No.
Although I'm sure that's the best
possible
way. Yes,
we highly recommend pastors and leaders to go to Lakeland.
And you can get in touch with Ward and Marcy at www.thewesternbridge.com, or their phone number is 405-463-5545. That's Ward and Marcy Coe. And HeartMenders is here to encourage you to seek answers for your life. You can have all the help from heaven you will pursue. You can expand your hope for a good family life and healed bodies and everything that God has for you. We have weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May, and you can get details at www.heartmenders.org or by calling 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We have other timely events and seminars as well. Remember, you don't have to struggle through life alone. You can call for prayer at the same number, 405-495-HOPE, and you can come to our meetings and have people pray with you, and you will receive healing there. And I just want to express my great gratitude to Marcy and Ward for coming and sharing with us today the wonderful things that they have been seeing. And I know that you've given the listeners a lot to think about. And I just bless you at your mission at the Western Bridge and in bringing Lakeland back to Oklahoma City. I want to thank our sponsors, Faith Fellowship Church and Meridian Nutrition, for helping us to reach you. I appreciate the help of our producer, Jeff Gullett. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening today and having an open heart to receive new insights. You are the reason for this broadcast. Your Heavenly Father cares that you see truth and hear about what He's doing and see life from His perspective and be blessed. I pray that you and those you love will find healing for your brokenness, light where you've had darkness, and truthful answers for life's challenging questions. I bless you in all your footsteps this week. We will be on again next week, and I will be having another guest, but that's not quite lined up yet. You've been listening to HeartMenders, where hearts and lives are changed, on News Radio 1000 KTOK.